Hello ladies and ladies men, welcome back to Dickheads of History, Season 2. Presented by me, Kian Tookie, a man who has been highly claimed to have been the best thing to come out of Bromley since David Bowie. Well, by some anyway. So welcome back to Season 2, Episode 4. And if you've just started listening now, what are you doing, you absolute weirdos? Who starts a podcast series midway through Season 2 without listening to any of other episodes? Make sure you're going back and doing that. But on with this week's episode. And so far this series, as many of you will know, seeing as you've listened to all of them and not been one of those weirdos who's started halfway through, you will know that we've looked at all types of royalty, whether that be the Queen of England, a fierce Mongol conqueror, or the so-called King of Pop. Well, keeping with that theme this week, we'll be looking at the King of Rock, or as many of you may know him, Mr. Elvis Presley. Born in Mississippi on the 8th of January 1935, Elvis grew up from humble beginnings with a family living in poverty. However, he did not let this define him. He soon rose to become one of the major icons of the 20th century, becoming a self-made millionaire by his early 20s. He was massive, with his iconic voice being heard around the globe, jet black hair, large quiff and high collar being the main reason we see so many Elvis impersonators at every single fancy dress party. However, behind all this fame and popularity, Elvis's personal life was certainly all shook up. So here are five reasons why Elvis Presley can be seen as a dickhead of history. First, we have Elvis's actions in Germany. Elvis was deployed to Germany in 1958, where he spent 2 years of his life. He met his first wife, Priscilla Welli, a daughter of a Navy pilot. How romantic is that? Meeting your first wife when you are deployed away with the US Army. It's like a romance story from something out of a princess fairy tale. Apart from, at the time that he met her, she was 14 and was 10 years younger than Elvis himself. And I mean, that's a bit creepy, isn't it? And he got very close to her, making sure that there were never seen in public together, but those who knew Elvis knew that they were very close. Despite meeting his future wife in Germany, it didn't stop him playing the field with all the German women. He also had a relationship with a 19-year-old German who, funnily enough, used to sort out his fan mail while he was over there and was said to prefer not to sleep alone. He therefore used this as an excuse to sleep with many girls in his bed every night. I mean, this doesn't sound too bad until you realise many of the girls that he was sharing his bed with were underage. Again, a bit creepy. On to number two, and we have the treatment of his first wife, Priscilla. Now, it is understandable that a relationship with the King of Pop may be slightly suffocating. However, this took a serious toll on Priscilla, claiming that she constantly felt like she was living in his shadow. And it also left her feeling that her relationship with Elvis had stolen her teenage years. Elvis's treatment of her was not much better. As well as being in his shadow, Presley was controlling and made her live his life. Elvis would often refuse to see her with without having makeup on, and didn't like to watch her getting dressed. Instead, he preferred the finished article of what she produced after she was done getting ready for him. The marriage was forced upon her, with Elvis's manager seeing this as a great PR stunt for the two of them to get married. It is also being claimed that Elvis was a sex fiend. On one occasion, he even attempted to force himself upon Priscilla. He also had an affair with Joyce Bova, where he made love to her in the same bed that he shared with Priscilla. And there's also various claims that he had a two-way mirror installed in their house so that he could bring other couples home after a night out and watch them having sex behind this two-way mirror. He's coming across as a bit of an odd chap, if you ask me. On to number three, and we have the fact that he kept an exotic animal as a pet. Elvis was certainly an extravagant man, and to suit his extravagant taste, he could not just have a normal pet like a hamster or a dog per se. No. Instead, he preferred to keep a pet chimpanzee called Scatter. He chose to keep him around his house in Graceland, choosing not to build an enclosure for him. He also used to let him roam around his parties and dress a chimpanzee up in certain robes such as a Hawaiian shirt and a suit. He also taught Scatters a couple of naughty tricks while he was going around this party, one of which resulted in the monkey himself getting an uppercut from one of Elvis's lady friends. On to number four, we have Elvis Presley's careless nature when it came to the use of firearms. Way back before the start of his music career, Elvis Elvis had a choice to make, whether to get his first guitar or his first rifle. Well, surprisingly, Elvis much favoured the rifle in this situation. However, his mum saw sense and got him the guitar, the rest being history. However, Elvis's fascination and desire to have firearms did not stop here. And although he had a large desire to own these firearms, with this came a very careless nature regarding firearm safety. It was not uncommon to find Elvis leaving firearms lying around his dressing room. As well as this, an old girlfriend, Ginger Alden, saw his careless nature with guns firsthand. This came on one occasion where he once fired a gun at the TV while Miss Alden was watching this, and another occasion where he fired the gun at the headboard while Miss Alden was in the bed in order to get her attention. In fact, his treatment of Ginger wasn't great overall. He would often shower her in gifts, but at the same time he would lose his temper with her often, hurling certain objects at the wall when they were in an argument, being very aggressive to her, and on one occasion actually laying hands on her and hitting her in the ribcage. And on to number 5, and we have the fact that Elvis clearly had an issue with children. It's fair to say that the man who famously never played a gig outside North America is said to have a troubled relationship when it came to children. It's said that as soon as his first wife Priscilla gave birth to his first child, their relationship became distant and started to break down. As well as this, he claimed that he'd never sleep with a woman who'd given birth. It got to the point where Joyce Bover, you know, the one that he nailed in his marriage bed while with Priscilla, got an abortion when she fell pregnant in order for Elvis not to lose interest with her, having known his strenuous relationship with children. She did all of this without telling the king. And there we go, that's my list of why Elvis Presley can be seen as a dickhead of history. As usual, it's up for you to decide and make the decision whether you believe he was, in fact, a dickhead of history. Feel free to tell me your thoughts on the King of Rock through my social media pages, whether that being at c.tookie on Instagram or on the Dickheads of History Facebook page, where you can stay up to date with every episode, ask me questions and interact, telling me what you would like to see on future episodes. Thank you once again for listening, and make sure you're all staying safe and taking care of yourselves. Cheers again, and I'll see you later.